The Allegheny County Parks is one of the largest county park systems in the Northeast, larger than the Fairmount Park System in Philadelphia or the Baltimore County Parks. You can swim, ice skate, golf, even take part in historical reenactments at some of the nine parks. But the county government doesn't go it alone. Since 2007, it's worked with the Allegheny County Parks Foundation to maintain and improve the parks. Karen Glotfelty has been the executive director of the foundation for almost 2 years. She's built a career in environmental stewardship, from serving as Pennsylvania's deputy secretary for water management to heading up the Heinz Endowment's environment program for 13 years. I recently met with Glotfelty on an especially humid day in South Park, south of Pittsburgh. We sat outside of the park office at a picnic table. Why does the county government need an organization like yours to help with the parks?
Well, maintaining 12,000 acres of park and all of the facilities that are found within those parks takes a lot of money. And these days, the public doesn't really have an appetite for the level of taxation that it would take to really make our parks the kind of facilities that people want. So we help by reaching out to foundations, individuals, and businesses to raise additional funds to make sure that the amenities stay up to date in the county parks.
This is a park that I'm familiar with. I grew up around here, so I've been sled riding here. I think I went to Girl Scout camp here. So talk about some of the projects that your organization has worked on here in South Park.
Some of the first projects that we undertook in all of the parks were trail connectors. People wanted to bike or walk from South Park to the Montour Trail, for example, and building a 2-mile connector between South Park and the Montour Trail was one of our very first projects. The second big project that we undertook came out of a master planning process that engaged the public in what to do with the old fairgrounds area. The top priority coming out of that was the restoration of the old fairgrounds oval, which used to be a horse racing track. It's a mile long, and people love to run and walk on it. The inside of the oval is developed into several playing fields, baseball and soccer fields.
And there used to be bleachers where the people used to watch the horse races from up on the hillside, and I noticed that there are no more bleachers.
No, the bleachers were in terrible condition. They were metal. They hadn't been maintained. Some of them were falling apart. Part of the project to restore the oval was to take out the bleachers. The sides of the oval used to be mowed frequently. They're kind of tough to mow, and it's not very environmentally friendly to have steep slopes being a continual short grass. So part of the restoration was to replant the sides of the steep banks surrounding the oval with a mixture of wildflowers, grasses, and other meadow plants that will be mowed only once or twice a year.
Behind the wildflowers that were planted where the stadium seats used to be, there is a parking lot that's in not great shape. It's got a lot of potholes. You said there might be some plans going forward for that.
The county looked at that parking lot and said maybe we should repave that parking lot. One of the things that the Parks Foundation contributes to the park system beyond just fundraising is also maybe new ideas. We stepped up and said, hey, you know, the region's talking a lot right now about green infrastructure as an important component of managing the stormwater contribution to our sewer systems. Why don't we think about designing and building a parking lot there that will trap and treat stormwater? It's in a very prominent location at the corner of Corgan Drive and Brownsville Road.
It's a very busy intersection here, as you can hear the cars going by.
It would be a great demonstration if we had an educational component to it. We just recently received a grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to design, engineer, and get permits for a parking lot. And we think we're going to be able to raise money to do that as not just a conventional asphalt parking lot, but one that really collect stormwater. It would have some bioswales that would be planted like rain gardens. It would have a permeable surface so that stormwater would flow into an under drain and be held for a while before being discharged to Catfish Run.
And what are some of the other projects that you're doing? There are nine county parks in Allegheny County. What are some of the other projects you're taking on there?
Another project that we've been working on with the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy is assessing the conditions of the natural environment in Boyce Park, and we've just started doing that in South Park as well, and we intend to do ecological assessments and action plans based on that assessment for all nine county parks. The county has put most of its resources into maintaining and improving the recreational assets of the parks, but the natural setting is what makes these parks so spectacular for people to want to come and spend time in doing whatever they want to do. The county parks department really, and county government in general, never really had professionals who were trained in forestry or natural resources management. The forests and the fields in these parks haven't been paid the kind of attention to make sure that they stay in good condition. So we've got experts looking at how do we make sure the forests stay as disease-free as possible? How do we control invasive species?
What about wildlife? I know that there's a wildlife preserve here at South Park. There are buffalo here.
That's right. The buffalo have been here since the 30s. That was an early idea that the first county parks department had. We're particularly interested in bringing birds back to the park. For example, chimney swifts are very beneficial to the environment. They are a bird that is a voracious eater of insects like mosquitoes and gnats, but their habitat has been disappearing because people don't build chimneys anymore that aren't lined with metal. Chimney swifts are unusual birds because they can't roost on branches or stand on the ground. They have to perch on a vertical surface. So the Allegheny County Parks Foundation has partnered with the Audubon Society of Western Pennsylvania to build new artificial habitats for chimney swifts in all of the nine county parks. We've constructed 22 towers in North Park. They've just been completed and we're just starting to build them in South Park. There are going to be 19 different towers here.
You've had a long and very well-respected career working in environmental issues on water quality and air pollution. What is exciting for you about taking on this job?
Most of my career I've spent on important environmental issues, but they tend to be sort of what a lot of people refer to as gloom and doom issues. Our air quality is so bad. Our water quality is so bad. We're all dying from the toxics in our environment. And parks are so positive that it's just really wonderful to be able to work on something that makes people smile instead of frown.
Well, thank you so much for sitting out here and sweating with me.
Oh, it's been fun, Kara. Thank you.
Karen Glatfelty is executive director of the Allegheny County Parks Foundation. She says she uses the county parks, too. She even tried stand-up paddleboarding on North Parks Lake. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.